हेलो हेलो, हाय, आई जस्ट गॉट अ कॉल फ्रॉम दिस नंबर. आई मिस्ड इट. आई कॉन्ट हियर यू. कैन यू टॉक लिटिल लाउडली?
Is it better, Abba?
या, इट्स बेटर. या,
All right, thank you. Sorry, it took me longer than 5 minutes to get back to you. I just tried to call you, and it went to the voicemail. Anyway, how's the day coming along?
doing good. So wanted to know regarding the app development. So like, can you, for my daughter, I want her someone to give ideas plus help, like mentoring kind of thing also. So not much complex app we need, but just to submit for the competition. So like that our target is.
Okay, well, that's exactly what we do. But you just mentioned that this is going to be for a competition, right? So is it like a college
Yes.
competition that she's participating in?
Yeah, it's just a high school competition, like the Congressional App Challenge. Maybe you have heard of or don't know, but it's for high school students and middle school students.
Okay,
So she
well.
want to participate, but the thing is, ideas also, some good ideas if you can give, and some mentoring for the app development.
Well, yeah, definitely, and that's exactly what we do. And usually, say Facebook, for example, which is the best example, all of these ideas, they really come out of college students, right? So when you build something like this, and it does become successful idea, then it can also be used to accelerate your career as well into the technology, the IT industry.
Yeah,
So
correct.
is that the kind of vision that your daughter also has, or does she just want to participate in the competition?
Yeah, she wants to go for like computer science major, but she's really young, right? She's just going to be in 10th grade. So she's not in college yet. So, but she's targeting towards that. She's looking towards that. So right now she wants to have the app development thing she want to work on. So the submission is on the October end, kind of. So she has some ideas, but I think those are not new. Like already some app has been made on that idea. So if someone
Okay.
from your side can help and also like help her in making the app.
Well, that I perfectly understand, Abba. But the only thing that I'm looking at, and before we go down this rabbit hole, all I want to make sure is that app development is it is an affair that requires significant financial investment, right? And your doctor says it's going to be for a school competition. That's exactly why I was saying that. Does this, mean that she wants to use this commercially as well, or does she just need the
No,
prototype?
no. Oh, no. There, no, not for commercial, nothing like that. Just for the competition, like not very complex. Just to participate in the competition and submit it. Nothing, not commercialized one. No.
Okay.
So what you exactly do, like you help the clients for the commercial one, or like how your company works?
Okay, so we work with startups, we work with small and medium-sized businesses, and then we have quite a few enterprises on our portfolio as well. So we build commercial applications, but we do help college students as well, building a prototype, building a minimum viable product that they can present at their college and even to investors after that. So that sorry, do you want to add something?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, from the financial investment also, I don't want to do much because it's just for the competition. We never know where it will go. I want to show that she can also learn something, and if she like that, not like much investment. I also want to do like for as a commercial basis, so just a help kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I would try and help you with this, Abba. I know you want you're concerned about your child getting this through in her college competition. You also want to make sure she doesn't miss out. But let's talk about, I mean, I hate to talk about the numbers up front, but since this is about a competition and does not have a commercial aspect to it, what kind of a budget do you guys want to keep this within? I mean, that way, if you can give me a number, what I can do is I can tell you that within the budget that you have, this is what we can do for you, and this is the kind of app we can build for you. Nevertheless,
How
we
much
will consider
you
the idea. Sorry.
how much you think, like how much you generally have, like for what idea you have?
Well, usually, I mean, again, I don't want to give any incorrect numbers, but application development starts at $8,000. But this is for like a full application, right? If you want to have a prototype, then that's a different cost. You're getting my point. But the idea here
I
is
know.
that, right, so after, and this is like the bare minimum ballpark I'm giving you. You can, you know, talk to some other companies as well. But right now, I'm just trying to help you with, setting up a direction and, you know, wrapping your head around, you know, how application development works and what kind of
No,
cost
I
structure.
was looking around like something like $1,000 and like that, around that kind of range, not like more than that, like because just for competition. And she I just want a mentor who will give her some ideas, like idea, and then help her, so that kind of thing, so
Well,
not
see, we.
spending much.
I realize that, but you see, $1,000 is, you know, if it's $40 per hour, I'm just doing simple math for you, just to help you know,
Yes.
get to the ground level with this. If it's $40 an hour with a company that helps you know, build the strategy for the application, which is brainstorming, mentoring, like you said, and design the application, even at least do a prototype that's a clickable prototype that they can do for you without doing like a full application, even then they would need more hours because, you know, $50 into $1,000 is your budget, and divided by $50, that comes out to somewhere about, I think, about 20 hours, right? And you could understand
20
that
hours,
20 hours,
okay.
yeah, 20 hours or even 25 hours if we do it by $40 and not $50. So 25 hours cannot get you a working application, if you understand this. You getting?
Okay. So how many hours you think, like if she like just kind of mentor who can guide her, she will work on that. So
So can she develop the application herself? I mean, is that what you're saying? Can she? Is
no,
she?
no app development she doesn't know. She knows Java and all, but not much like for the app development. She has downloaded Swift and Xcode and all, she's working on that. But she said she was working on the front end, but still, to make it working like from the back end and all, it needs work. Someone has to guide her. Even I can, but I don't know much about the app development, so it's easy, not easy.
Right. So you're basically looking for someone who can not just mentor your daughter, but they can also build the application, or at least build the prototype of the application that they can present at the competition, right? And
Yes, correct, correct, correct.
right. So like I said, I mean, I did simple math for you. It's simple math, right? If you tell me you want to keep this within $1,000, then, you know, $1,000 divided by $40 an hour, right? Say, you know, we could lease for you and, you know, not even charge $40, and say we charge $30 an hour, right? That's like the bare minimum without keeping any kind of margin on top. That's literally what we pay forward to our developers here. That gets you about 30 hours. 30 hours is, you know, 30 hours cannot get you, you know, a functional application is what I'm saying. It cannot even get you a design for your application. For that means, so you'd have to increase your budget. I understand you're trying to help your daughter. You want to, you know, help her, you know, excel in the competition. What I can tell you is that yes, you are at the right place. We can help her. You know, we can mentor her. We can guide her with the ideas as well. We can give her good ideas too, that we can work together on. But you'd have to increase the budget. And when I say increase the budget, even if you have to just get the prototype done, you'd have to increase your budget by four times, right? Four or five times
Oh,
is
okay.
yeah. So you'd have to do a minimum $4,000 to $5,000. That, of course, is not going to be upfront. So we're going to start with about 40% upfront, And then once the prototype, in fact, once the design is completed, when all the screens of the application has been designed, that's when we can, you know, charge the balance to you, and the outcome is going to be a clickable prototype that you can present
mm-hmm.
at your school conference.
So that prototype will be working in the simple the model. Will
it's
be working
be,
that prototype.
It's going to be a clickable prototype, right? So when I say that, it means that, you know, we design all the screens of the application, right? And once they're
mm-hmm,
designed,
mm-hmm.
then we use software to connect all the screens. So all the buttons and everything will be working. It's just that the application
mm-hmm.
is not going to have a nucleus. It's not going to have a brain, and it's not going to go live on the app stores. You don't want to go
mm-hmm.
live on the app stores anyway, right? Because you want to present it at the competition. So it's not
for
purposes. Then you don't need to go live on Apple and iOS.
Mm-hmm. For that, which other language is needed? Like for Xcode will do all the work, or any other Xcode with Swift will work, or any other language is needed for that, for the app development?
It depends on what kind of idea is it, because, you know, depending upon the features that are needed, you know, that's what decides the tech stack and the framework that is going to go into the application. Usually, you know, it's going to be React. Are you guys familiar with React or React Native?
Yeah, I have heard of that, but yeah, okay.
So yeah,
okay.
That's the technology. You know, we'd use most probably to build
mm-hmm.
the application.
So yeah, like the range will be like that, and it's like, you're saying around 100 hours it will be needed, right, for that? Minimum 100 hours.
Minimum 100 hours, to assign you a mentor from our team that is going to be, you know, working hand-in-hand with your daughter and you to brainstorm the idea,
mm-hmm.
to provide mentorship. This also includes,
mm-hmm.
the hours of the designers that are going to be working on the designs of the project, right? We work on a collaboration
mm-hmm.
basis, so it's not like you tell me today, you give me an order today, and, you know, 2 months later or a month later, we get back to you with a complete product. It's going to be a collaboration process whereby at least twice a week we'll show you what kind of progress we've made with the application,
mm-hmm.
right? And
okay.
when the designs are approved
mm-hmm.
and with your feedback and everything, you know, it's going to be, you know, we'll be talking on a bi-weekly basis. So after all your feedback and everything has been completed, and once the product is good to go, then is when we will be giving you the final link to the prototype
okay.
that you can easily present at any competition on a large screen, or, you know, even on a projector. Is this
okay.
going to be like a seminar or something, or is it going to be like a person-to-person?
No, just it's an online submission. Online submission. They have to just take screenshot and videos. They make a 2 or 3 minute video. As far as I know, like, she doesn't have to go anywhere to present. If she win, I think then she has to go. But if she doesn't, just for submission, just a video she has to make and tell about the app and maybe screenshots or like that. In the video she can show. It's, which I have seen in that app, in that competition, they're very simple app because these are high school students. They are not even college grad, like college students. So it's not much advanced app. Simple, they are like, they are data entry kind of, like they make a schedule kind of app, all those I have seen. So they are not very hi-fi, just to get a picture of the sum, and then they say that this is like simple app they are making. Kids, not much advanced app.
I fully understand that, and
okay.
that's exactly why I gave you a budget of 100 hours, because if this was like an advanced app that you needed for a company or something, that would cost you like a lot. You must have heard about, let me give you an example, right? So you must have heard about, let's say, Estee Lauder.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about Estee Lauder?
No, I have not.
Okay. So that's it's one of the top five, cosmetics companies in the U.S. So just to give you an example, when we work with them.
Okay. Estee Lauder. Okay, I heard that. Your voice
right.
was breaking, so it's okay.
Yeah. When we worked with Estee Lauder and they built an application for their company, it was more than $100,000. So that's how expensive a mobile application can be if it is.
And those are for commercial purpose. Everyone uses this 1,000 times. they have to be like that. It has to be maintained also. Only building an app will not work. It has to be maintained constantly. Like, so that's a different story. I know that. I can understand. Yeah.
In your case, you don't have to maintain it because it's going to be a prototype. It's not going to be an actual working application. So a prototype does not have to be maintained unless you are asked to make any changes by the mentors working with you at your college.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got your, like, what you want to convey. I know, I understood. Okay, let me think about that and let you know. Because my budget was not that much. Like, I was thinking, like, that the range. But let me think, but I'll connect with you again. Let me think.
I can tell you that you definitely have to stretch your range to at least four times, like I mentioned, if not five.